after a commuter train hit an empty car at a rail crossing in Westchester County in late April. A state senator is calling for the coordinated inspection of traffic signals at such crossings. A northbound Metro North train clipped a car at the Green Lane crossing in Bedford, and while the occupants got out before the collision, New York State Senator Terrence Murphy says it could have been a disaster. The crossing is in Murphy's district, as is the Commerce Street crossing in Valhalla, where in February 2015, a Metro North commuter train crashed into an SUV that was stopped on the tracks, killing five people on the train and the car's driver. Murphy, a Republican, is sponsoring a bill requiring the Metropolitan Transportation Authority and State Department of Transportation to conduct joint inspections of traffic signals at interconnected grade crossings. Murphy says currently, the railroad inspects its portion of the system and the DOT inspects the state portion. However, Murphy points out, the majority of these signals are on the local system, and it is not known how often these interconnected signals are being inspected. His legislation would add a new section to the railroad law that would establish a required joint inspection by the DOT and MTA every 2 years. Democratic Assemblyman Tom Abenanti, whose district includes Valhalla, calls Murphy's bill a good idea and says much needs to be addressed.
We want to make sure that the signals are working. We want to make sure that the signals are clear to the drivers, to warn them to stay away from the grade crossings. And then we want to look at these railroad crossings from the point of view of, if a driver gets stuck on one of these, what's the option to the driver? How does the driver get the car and the passengers of the vehicle out of the way before the train comes by?
An MTA spokesman in an emailed statement says that while the agency has not yet had a chance to review the proposed legislation, safety is the MTA's top priority, particularly when it comes to railroad crossings. He says the MTA is open to listening to any ideas to improve safety at crossings. Gary Holmes is DOT spokesman.
Well, we've not had a chance to review the proposed legislation. If it's a conversation about safety, it's one we're interested in listening to all proposals.
Following the Bedford incident, Abenanti renewed a call for support of his bill that would direct the state DOT to conduct a statewide study of level grade rail crossings and to submit a report to the governor and the legislature by April 1st, 2017.
Grade level crossings are commonplace throughout New York State, far too commonplace. In some cases, we need to close the crossings. In other cases, we need to put overpasses and other passes. In other situations, we need to improve the railroad crossings. But we need the DOT to participate because we need to have it from the driver's point of view. We don't need it only from the railroad point of view, which is what you get when the MTA and other railroads do their study.
The bill passed the Assembly in March. Murphy is a co-sponsor in the Senate, where the bill is sponsored by independent Democrat David Carlucci. Robert Greenstein is town supervisor of Newcastle in Westchester.
There's no doubt that these on-grade crossings are dangerous.
He welcomes any attempt to increase rail crossing safety, including Murphy's legislation. Newcastle has the Roaring Brook Crossing in Chappaqua, which is in the town of Newcastle. Greenstein would like to see it eliminated and an overpass built instead.
The one that's by Roaring Brook Road, you know, that's less than half a mile from our high school. And it's also, right near the Sawmill Parkway, where there's a traffic light there as well. So what happens is cars, back up due to the traffic light that's on the Sawmill. And there's the chance that they can back up onto the railroad tracks. That has happened.
Following the 2015 Valhalla tragedy, Murphy co-authored a bill calling for the installation of cameras at railroad crossings that would monitor crossing violations. Abenanti is the Assembly sponsor. For WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.